Bishulchem, with your permission, me to be able to say a shir Leilu Nishmas Tzipora Chana Bas Avraham, who's a role model not only for myself, not only for my entire family, not only for the entire community, BMTL, but I think a fantastic role model for all of Klal Yisrael. I saw her as someone who had no sense of self. Her entire personality was essentially Molei V'Godush Chesed. She was a Chesed personality, Behit Pashtut. Her entire focus of her life was on her family and on Klal Yisrael. Her direction was always, what can I do for the other person? She was Molei Simcha, full of happiness, full of joy. That infectious smile of hers always reminded me of the Gemara in Ksubis. Chachlili einayim miyoyin uleben shinayim echalav. And even during the most difficult times, even when I visited her in the hospital, I saw that unbelievable positive energy, that unbelievable enthusiasm, that unbelievable energy that she radiated from every single corner. Her whole personality was one founded and grounded upon Chesed. Chazal tell us, Torah, Tchilasa Gmilas Chasodim, V'Seifa Gmilas Chasodim. It ends with Chesed and it begins with Chesed. The entire Torah is essentially a blueprint for Chesed. Hashem created the world with Chesed. And as Chazal tell us, the end of the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the Levaya of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikra Oso Bagai B'Eretz Moav, was also grounded upon Chesed. And we are obligated, based on the Gemara in Sota and Yudavid, in Matat Yodei, Mahu Afata. Whatever Midos the Ribbono Shel Olam personifies, we're obligated to emulate the Midos of Hashem Yisbarach. And this Midah may be the most significant Midah that one could possibly represent. And that was what Tzipi was all about. And all this was done with unbelievable tznius, unbelievable modesty, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, V'yesnuim Chochma. I remember her Achnasas Orchim. I remember the Tehillim group that she had in her house. I remember all the phone calls that she made that demonstrated her empathy and unbelievable concern, her willingness to do anything for anyone. Completely a chesed personality from beginning to end. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal commented on the role of a Rav, and he said that three great Rabbanim were asked what the major role of a Rav is. And one answered, the major role of a Rav is to motivate, to inspire, to excite, to arouse others. A second indicated the main role of a Rav is to pass in shailas, halacha l'maisa, people should know what to do, esaderech yelchu bo, esamase sheyasun. But Rav Soloveitchik said, when they asked Rav Chaim Briska what the main role of a Rav was, his grandfather responded, the main role of a Rav is essentially ima anochi betzara, to demonstrate chesed to all those that are in need. And on the kever of Rav Chaim Briska is a very short kind of epitaph, and it's written there, Rav Chesed, someone who excelled in chesed. And that was Tzipi. She excelled in chesed. Literally, every single pore in her body radiated chesed. I rarely saw such a sefer panim yafos to the world at large, but that sefer panim yafos was what we saw on the outside. But it reflected a pnimius, a depth, an inner buoyancy, a simchas achayim that was clearly infectious and contagious. And Baruch Hashem, she gave to the world, in her beautiful personality, so much chesed, that undoubtedly that chesed remains l'netzach with a wonderful family, with a wonderful mishpacha. And be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, I have no doubt that this beautiful mishpacha and all of its extended tributaries will continue to promote that chesed l'netzach netzach. Shir on Inyani Hallel. A brief shir on Inyani Hallel, because to my mind, this woman, her whole persona was Shevach Hallel Vodoa to Hashem Yisbarach. That's what she was all about. So you have in front of you the different Ktayim of Hallel. We'll try to examine a few just by way of Hakdama. In general, the Gemara comments in Masechet Brachot, the Gemara points out on Daf Yudalid, the Gemara says very clearly that Hallel is a din derabbanan, it's rabbinic in nature. It was established by the Chachamim. And the Rambam Maisis as well, in Hilchos Chanukah, where he brings the laws of Hallel. Ostensibly, one would have thought the Rambam should have brought the dinim of Hallel in Hilchot Tefillah. But the Rambam Dafka decided to put it in Chanukah, because Chanukah, as we know, is the Yom Tov of Hallel Vodah, as the Gemara writes in Shabbos. The Rambam cites in Perek Gimel Hilchos Chanukah and articulates the following language. He tells you, not only is the halal of Chanukah rabbinic in nature, it's always the din rabbanan. The problem with this Gemara is that it seems to be not in sync with another Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes Kal Vachomer to bolster the idea of halal, indicating that halal is the din min haTorah. It's a Torah origin. And generally, the resolution to this contradiction is the following, that halal b'shas hanes, when the miracle occurs, there's no questions and obligations to say halal min haTorah. And in subsequent years, the halal is rabbinic in nature. That's generally how the Gedolei HaPoskim resolved this contradiction. We're going to try to examine for a few moments. We'll begin with the first mizmor of halal, which is in front of you, Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Gimel. This is the introduction to Hallel. The structure of this mizmor is pretty straightforward. We have in the first three psukim the idea that we are Avdei Hashem. We are servants to Hashem Yisbarach. The way the Radak writes in Sefer Yoshua, when the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Vayomasha Moshe Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem is someone who's totally committed to Hashem Yisbarach 24/7 without Hesech Hadat. And here, David HaMelech writes, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Abdei Hashem, Hallelujah, Shem Hashem. Yishem Hashem Bebaruch, Me'atov Yad Olam. Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mivoro, Me'ulol Shem Hashem. The focus here, of course, is on saying Hallel as Avodim, and the Hallel is being said around the Shem Hashem, which is mentioned three times in this pasuk. The Gemara Megillah tells us that Hallel is Dafke said by Yom, it's a Mishnah Dafchof. The Gemara derives this from a number of sources. One of the Makarot is Mimizrach Shemesh and Mivo, from the time the sun rises till the time the sun sets, Mehulal Shem Hashem. The Mizmah goes on, and in Pasuk Dalet, we already have now an introduction to the world at large. Rom Malko Goyim Hashem, Ala Shabayim Kvodo. Vis-a-vis the rest of the world, Hashem is Rom, Hashem is elevated. Ala Shamayim Kvodo, he's above. There seems to be some sort of a netek, some sort of a distance between Hashem and the rest of the world. Seemingly a distance that's not so easily bridgeable, that one cannot necessarily, with that distance, connect the dots. But Pasuk Hei goes on now to describe that not only are the nations of the world involved with the Ribbono Shel Olam from a distance, but there is another group of people who are very, very close to Hashem Yisbarach. Mi Hashem Elokeinu HaMagbi'il HaShavet. Hashem is the one, in the fact that even though he seems to be above, but HaMashvi'il L'Lirot HaShavai B'Varetz. But despite his transcendence, Hashem Yisbarach is Mashkiach. Hashem is Barach, is directly connected. We have an intimate kind of relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So even though till this point we have Ala Shamayim Kvodo, Hamagbi Lo Shavet, but apparently Mashpili Liros, he comes down. Vayevar Hashem, Hashem descends. And the Ramel goes on to say that, as we'll see in the last section of this Mizmar, Mekimi me offer a doll, me ashpot yorim evyom. Ribbono Shel Olam has, first from his position on high, now descended, and now he's literally at the very bottom. Mekimi me offer a doll, me ashpot yorim evyom. Lahushivi im nedivi amo, Moshivi akeret habayit im abon mesimecha haluluka. So here in the last section of the Mizmar, Psukim Zayin, Chet and Tet, Hashem has descended all the way down and now is concerned about those that are Dalim, those that are Evyonim, those that are at the bottom of the pile, as it were. Me'ashpot Yerim Evyon. And what will Hashem do? He will take them and they will be positioned in Nedivi Amo. And Hashem will take a woman who's Akeret Habayit and make her, Baruch Hashem, into Eim Habon Simecha, into a mother with tremendous joy, with tremendous simcha. So this Mizmar essentially very much reflects the dualism, duality, or if you will, the dialectic that exists throughout our tefillah. Almost everywhere you go, you see on the one hand the transcendence of Hashem is Barach, Hashem is above, Hashem is removed. Ata Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, the word Kadosh means Mufrat. But on the other hand, Hashem is very much with us. Hashem is very much connected. Hashem is very much someone that we can relate to in a very clear kind of way. The Rishonim point out, the Rashba and the Tshuva, and many others point out, even the language of the bracha reflects this duality. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. We speak about Hashem in the third person. On the other hand, at the same time, atah. We address Hashem in a very direct, personal kind of way. And this constant dialectical tension not only exists here, but as I said, one sees it across the board throughout our tefillos, and the Rambam especially reflects this idea in the second parak of Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam there describes two mitzvahs, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. And the Rambam writes, how does a person come to the love of Hashem? A person examines the Bria, the unbelievable, majestic creation of Hashem Yisbarach, Ubruav Hanifloi Magdolim, and a person sees unbelievable wisdom in the precision of the creation process. Miyad, who oheg, who mishabeach, who mefayer. One has a great desire to cling to Hashem Yisbarach. One has a longing, gaguim for Hashem Yisbarach. Leida Hashem Agolo, kumo shomar David, tzomo nafshi lelokim mekel choy. David has a tremendous tzimaon, tremendous thirst to connect with Hashem Yisbarach. But at that moment, says the Rambam, a person recoils because they realize, who am I in this unbelievable globus? Miyad hu nirta l'acharav. Immediately, the Rambam says, he withdraws. V'yefachev yodea. What am I? I am a briyaktana. I am essentially nothing. I'm a speck of dust in this unbelievable universe. Omerit bedad kalu muta of netzim deyo. Moshama Dobi, ki eres shomecha maaseh etzvotecha, mo enosh ki tizkirenu. And that moment, the person is seized by a yira, by a tremendous fear. So again, we have a constant vacillating between Avat Hashem and at the same time, a yirat Hashem. Shir Hashirim, Shlomo HaMelech says, Moshcheni acharecha norutza. Again, one sees this tension in the very Pasuk over there in Shir HaShirim. So this Mizmar essentially expresses this idea, formulates this kind of back and forth, vacillating seesaw between, on the one hand, transcendence of Hashem Yisbarach and immanence. And you'll notice that this is Merumah's very much hinted to in the Mizmar itself. It begins with the Shemesh, Yimizrach Shemesh Ad Mebo'o. It then goes in Pasuk Dalid, Ala Shemayim Kevodo. And then Mi Kashem Elokein Rabbi Eloshaves Hamashmiu Lirod Bashamayim Uvaaretz. We're going down. And the Gemara comments in Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara comments Kol Mokem Shatamotze Giburaso Shakadosh Baruch Hu Atamotze Amisanusa. Wherever you find the Gvura of Hashem is Barach, at the same time you find also tremendous Anova. Hashem is Elokei Elokim VaAdonai Adonim, beyond, ineffable, transcendent, and simultaneously Ose Mishpat Yasom Yamama. Hashem is Ram Benisa, Shochinad, the Kodesh Shemo. At the same time, Biet Dako Shva Ruach. Hashem is Solu LaRochi BaRobot. He's on a celestial chariot. At the same time, Avi Yisimim B'dayin Amama. This duality of transcendence and immanence is essentially part of our, all of our tefillos. In Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches, which you don't have in front of you, so there, David HaMelech begins, and it's in the Hallelujah, and he writes, and I'll read it slowly. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem, and Hashemayim. First we speak about praising Hashem and Hashemayim. Hallelujah, Bamromim, from above. Hallelujah, Kol Malachov, all the angels. Hallelujah, Kol Tzivov, all the heavenly legions. Hallelujah, Shemesh Yareach. Hallelujah, Kol Koch Veor. Hallelujah, Shmei Hashemayim. Vamayim Hashemi Al Hashemayim. And then there's the refrain. So now we have all the heavenly hosts. Ya'alu Hashem Hashem ki hu tziva b'nivro v'yamidim la'ad li'olam chok nasam lo yavam. Natural law was put into place. Laws of botany and laws of yavam. I apologize. Then suddenly, from that transcendence, we move to imminence. Halus Hashem in Haaretz. Here we are downstairs. Tanin bechol tzehomot. Eish uvarav shelig v'kitor. Ro. Tehorim bechol gvul. Eitzli bechol arozim. We have trees. We have fruit. We have animals. We have birds chirping. Malchei Eretz lechalumim. Kings. Sarim bechol shavtei Eretz. Bachurim begam b'tulot nezkenim narim. So essentially, we have here the second part of that mizmor, and that ends with the refrain. Ya'alu Hashem Hashem, ki nisgav shmo levado, hodo al eretz shamayim. We have the combination in this Hallelujah of Shamayim Baretz. But what is the key? The key is the imminence, the closeness that one could have to Hashem is Barach. Vayorem kerem le'amo, tihilo l'chol chasilo v'yisrael krovu Hallelujah. Again, reflecting the same idea. That the Umot HaOlam, they are distant, they are removed, but we, Am Yisrael, we are Korov, we are close to Hashem Yisbarach, we are Chasidov, we are His Chasidim as it were, Am Krovo, we are the nation that feels this sense of closeness, of intimacy to Hashem Yisbarach. In a similar fashion, in Perek Kuf Yud Gimel that we just began with, the first Mizmar of the Hallel, the Umos Olam are Elyonim, they're above. But where do we see the sense of closeness of connection to Hashem Yisbarach? That's Dafka with Am Yisrael. Namely, Lohoshivi in the Divim in the Divi Amo. The Gemara has in Sukkah, the Gemara points out, Adap Memtesim Abbez. The Gemara Dash is a pasuk that Rava quotes, Mayofu Pa Mayik Banoven Bas Nodiv. Mayofu pamoseim shol Yisrael b'shor shalim lebegel. Klal Yisrael, our footsteps are so dear to Hashem Yisbarach when we made aliyah lebegel. Bas Nodiv, the language of Bat Nodiv, Bito shel Avraham Avinu, the daughter of Avraham Avinu, Shenikwa Nodiv, he's called the Nodiv. Shenemar, Nidivi Amin Ne'asofu, Am Elokei Avraham, a passage that we know from Ki Hashofar Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara comments, Elokei Avraham, below Elokei Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Elokei Avraham, the Gemara calls Avraham Avinu the first ger, the first proselyte, the first one to convert. And Rashi comments over there, what was the nature of his gerut? Says Rashi, why is he called Nodiv? The first one to recognize Hashem is Barach. He's the one who's the author of monotheism, the notion of one God, Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad, until the way the Medrash describes that Hashem, after Avraham Avinu, went on an odyssey to discover Hashem by examining the constellations and the galaxies. Hashem then came to him and said, Anihu Bala Bira, I'm the Balabayit of this entire Bira. This dialectic appears further in the Tefillah of Chana, in Shmuel Aleph, in the second parak, where the Navi says, Hashem meimitu mechayim morit sheol bayoal. Hashem is able to be mechayim esim and brings people up and down. Hashem morishu mashir, he bequeaths mashfil ach meromim. At the same time, he can bring someone down and, of course, elevate someone. Meki me offer dol, me ashvot yirim elyon. The pasuk that's very similar, the one that's found here in Hallel. Lahoshiv nedivim v'chisei kavod yanchidem. So here again, we have a specific reference in Shmuel, again, to the affinity and connectedness and bonding that exists between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. The Navi ends that passage by saying, Ragle chasidav yishmor. Hashem is going to preserve Ragle chasidav. Chasidim referred to, of course, Klal Yisrael, who was shorim b'choshech yidamu. Hashem yechatu merivav, olam ha-shomayim yareim, Hashem yodin ha-seretz, v'itin oz ha-malko, we are in Kerem B'shicha. Again, another further reflection of this dualism we see throughout our tefillos is in Ashrei, another beautiful tefillah that we say three times a day. The Gemara says in Brachot, Kol Omer, Tilo LaDavid, B'chol Yom, Shalosh Panim, Muftach Lo Shuben Olam Haba, especially one pasuk that has to be stressed with Kavana, Hoseach Es Yodecha, U'masbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon. So there, just a quick cursory examination of Ashrei again reveals the same idea. At the very beginning, we speak about Shvachim v'kivusim of Hashem, the praises of Hashem is Barach. Arumimcha Elokai HaMelech, v'avrocha shimcha l'yolom v'ed, v'chol yom avarchekav alo shimcha l'yolom v'ed. Sukim Aleph all the way to Chet reflect this Shevach of the greatness of Hashem, of His wonders, of His attributes, Chanun v'rachim Hashem, Erech HaPayim u'dol Chosed. And then, suddenly, there's a shift, almost in medias res, a shift to a universal kind of thing. Tov Hashem lakol, v'lachamo v'al kol ma'asov, yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha, lodiya v'bnei odom giburosov, malchuscha malchus kol olomim. As you can see, there's one word that's underscored and accentuated, u'memshalticha b'chol dor v'dor, Samech Hashem l'chol hanoflim, v'zokef l'chol hakfufim, ein echol elecho yisaveru. You get my general drift. Poseach es yodecho masbiya l'chol chai ratzo. Tzadik Hashem b'chol brachol. Korav Hashem l'chol korav. So here we seem to have, initially, we have Shevach, but this Shevach is articulated by whom? We don't really know until we see at the end of the Mizmor that Hashem relates to all human beings universally, but only with one tanai, l'chol ha-sheikhu v'emes, to those who call to Him, to those who are really connected to Him in a very dear, intimate kind of way, namely, Klal Yisrael. And this emerges from the end of the Mizmor of Asherah as well. Ritzon yirei av yaseh, Hashem carries out the will of those who are yireim, those who are God-fearing. V'yashavosom yishma v'yoshim, He listens to atfilos. Shomer Hashem et kol ha'avav. Hashem loves all those that love Him. V'et kol ha'roshoim yashmid. But God forbid, a Russia is not going to be because essentially David is underscoring the fact that we tilas Hashem yidav pivra kol bas Hashem kotsu le'olam v'ed. However, v'anachnu nevarech ko. Going back to the beginning of the Mizmor, Ba'avarach Hashimcha, we are the ones who say, Shevach Hashem is Barach, Mi'atav Yad Olam. And it's interesting that the term Ka, which of course is a truncated form of Hashem is Barach, we don't use the term Yudke Bavke, which is the full Shem Hashem. The full Shem Hashem that appears throughout this Mizmor refers to Hashem is Barach when He is Mitgaleh, when He appears in His full glory and splendor. So many people are ready to accept Hashem is Barach if they can see Him in an open kind of fashion, where there are no mechitzo, no misachim, where there are no boundaries, no gvulot. However, the greatness of Klal Yisrael is that even when Hashem is benistar, even when Hashem is hidden, even when we see the midas hadin of Hashem is barach, Klal Yisrael, we are connected. We are connected 1,000%. V'anachnu nevarech ko. Even when the Shem Hashem is not b'mlo'o, is not in its full glory and splendor, we are connected to Hashem Yisbarach. So, summarizing, this Mizmor, the first Mizmor in Hallel, Kuf Yud Gimel, which is the introduction to Hallel HaMitzvah, really has a tripartite kind of structure, a threefold division. We have in this Mizmor a very significant theme, which is probably a central theme in all of our tfilos, namely that even though Hashem seems to be transcendent, but in reality, the imminence of Hashem Yisbarach is self-evident, and certainly self-evident to every single member of Klal Yisrael. And of course, Hashem would like that imminence to be spread. He would like that imminence to be cultivated and nurtured by everyone, by the entire world in a universal kind of way. But the Mizmor also reflects this kind of dialectical tension between Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, that is an ongoing kind of tension that exists in all of us. Going on to Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalid, it says Yisrael mi Mitzrayim beis Yaakov mi Am Loez, and obviously this Mizmor is specifically related to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why we know the Hallel is called Hallel HaMitzvah. Hallel HaMitzvah is the classic term. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara Kuf Yud Chet, in Perek, called Kitve, the Gemara has a contradiction between two statements. One statement says, Rav Yossi, Yehi Chelki Migomri Hallel B'chol Yom. Let my share be with those who say Hallel on a daily basis. The Gemara then asks the contradiction to this from another statement, that if someone says Hallel every day, he's guilty of blasphemy. I raise the Mechari from a Gadif. So the Gemara resolves this contradiction by saying, when are we praising someone who says Hallel on a daily basis? That's the Hallel of Sukkot Zimra that we say every day. That's a proper thing. That's appropriate for us to constantly praise Hashem for his natural law. Unlike the Hallel HaMitzvah that the second Gemara is talking about, namely something that's considered to be blasphemous because we're asking Hashem to perform outright miracles. The entire saga, the entire episode of Shi'abud Mitzrayim, Yetziat Mitzrayim, is literally completely replete with nisim, niflot, unbelievable miracles, lemala midarach hateva, beyond nature, and that's not something which is appropriate. Hashem wants the world to operate midarach hateva. He wants the world to operate within a natural law framework, laws of physics and botany and chemistry and biology. So that is what the Mizmor actually comments. And this is already pointed out by Ramban at the end of Parshat Bo. The Ramban has the following comment. The Ramban says, from the unbelievable miracles that Hashem performed, such as those that were in Mitzrayim, we know what the Baal HaGadah says, Hashem was operating that night, the night of the Leil HaSeder, as many, many piyutim at the end of the HaGadah clearly described by Yivah Hatziah Laila, and we know the Pasuk in Parshat Bo. That night, the Gemara tells us, and the Pasuk in Chumash tells us, and the Piyutim tell us, only Hashem was operating. That's Leil Shimurim. That night were Moli Vigodush, Nisim Gluyim, all kinds of miracles. So the Ramban says, from those Nisim, the person learns to acknowledge Nisim Nistorim. Shem Yisoda Torah Kula. Shem La'odam Chelim B'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a share in the Toras Moshe. Who would believe that everything that happens in this world, kulam nisim, ain b'am teva min hagashal olam. There's no such thing as teva, as nature. Everything is nes, but the nes, in one respect, in one sense, in one venue, is presented in a natural kind of framework, and in another venue, which is the exception, presented in a framework which is metaphysical in nature, supernatural in nature, l'malo midarach hateva. It's interesting that in Mizmor Kuf Mem Chet, that begins, we say it on a daily basis, Hallelu es Hashem and Hashamayim, there also we have almost operating on two planes, two different themes. The first theme is the Ma'arechet Hashmimit, that includes the Shemesh, the Yareach, the Kochovim, And then the second is Taninim and Tahomas, as you mentioned earlier, Shelly Bikitar. So in effect, that also tells us of a shiluv being Shamayim Baaretz, if you will, a shiluv between Nisim Gluyim and Nisim Nistarim. In a similar fashion, in Mizmar Kufnun, the end of Sefer Tehillim, the last parak in Tehillim, that Rashi actually refers to in Masechet Shabbos in the Gemara that I just cited, there also we have Hilulim Shmeimim, heavenly praises, Hallelu Kiel Bekotcho, Hallelu Bekiel Uzo, Hallelu Begrosov, Hallelu Kro Gubo, and then suddenly we have a kind of Hitpartsut, a kind of Hishtapchut of all types of musical instrumentation, Hallelu Beseka Shover, Hallelu Be'eva V'chimar, Hallelu Besofu Machol, Hallelu Be'mina V'ugav, Hallelu Be'tziltzle Shoma, Hallelu Be'tziltzle Sua. Here also we have a Shutafut, we have a kind of partnership between the heavenly hosts, Hashamayim Misapim Kvo Kael. But at the same time, we down here are also obligated to somehow tune in to what's happening upstairs, and we ourselves have to articulate that regesh, that sense of tremendous connection to Hashem Yisbarach, till the point of the universal hope and prayer, Kol HaNeshama Tehalom Kol HaLuka. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal was very fond of pointing out that the whole Yisod and Malchiot, which we say are Hashem Yom Kippur, really is divided into two themes. And if you examine Aleinu, which is really the introduction to Malchiot, in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, you'll see that. Aleinu is the Tefillah that wants to say with tremendous kavana. The Malachim in heaven says in the Poskim of Shulchan Aruch, I'm looking at us to see how we say Aleinu. Often Aleinu is said at the end when we're in a rush, we're about to leave, we're in a hurry. But Aleinu has two segments to it. The first is the focus on Klal Yisrael. Aleinu l'shabeach, shelo asanu, shelo samanu, shelo sam chelkenu. We're talking about Klal Yisrael. Bigor Aleinu, shehem. They do not necessarily yet accept the malchut, the sovereignty of Hashem Yisbarach. Va'anachnu korim mishtachim modim. We are fully committed. We are there. We feel that kinship. We feel that affinity with Hashem Yisbarach. Or in the words of the Talmud Zvara, Moshe Kodivero, we have a consanguinity with Hashem Yisbarach. We are his closest kin. We are his closest relatives. Va'anachnu korim mishtachim modim. But of course, what is our hope and prayer? We want the entire world to recognize Hashem. Al kein mitkabel l'cho Hashem elokeinu. Liros me'ira b'sivel zuzecha. La'avi gilulim in aretz. V'alilin karo di karetu. L'taken olam machut shakai. Shekol b'nei v'asor yiku v'shvecha. Emphasis on the word kol. La'av no se lecho. Kol v'shei aretz. Yakir v'yegu. Kol yoshei sevel. Ki l'cha tikhla kol berech. Tishava kol asha. Entire world to share and to feel the same kinship and the same closeness and the same regesh, the same emotion that we have for Hashem Yisbarach, we want the world to feel it as well. In the second Mizmar, Kuf Yud Dalet, B'tzeis Hesod Mitzrayim, so this Mizmar requires a bit of Akdama, a bit of a preamble. The Gemara M'sochim Adaf Kuf Yud Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara speaks of Hallel HaGadol. Hallel HaGadol is that which we recite on Shabbos morning and Yom Tov morning. Hallel HaGadol is the Hallel that more or less reviews salient features starting from the Briyas HaOlam, when Hashem created the world, and then continuing through different parts of our history, Yetzias Mitzrayim, our sojourn in the Midbar, our eventual ascent to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara there speaks about Hallel HaGadol, and the Gemara has a machloket where exactly Hallel HaGadol begins. One says in Hoda Naras Babel, one says in Shira Malos Naras Babel, one says another pasuk. But why is it called Hallel HaGadol? So the Gemara says, Neshakarush Bochu Yoshev Rumo Shalom, Hashem sits astride the universe, Umechalik Mizonot, and Hashem divvies up, provides sustenance for every single creature. And the Gemara then says, there are 26 Hodus in Hodul Hashem Kitol Kilom Chazdo. That's the Hallel HaGadol Kidol Chazdo. Hodul Adonai Adonim Kidol Chazdo. You see there elements of the Briyas HaOlam. And we also have Shamayim Bigvura, Roka Aras Olamoyim, the beginning of Bereshis, and continuing with all the Chasonim of Hashem Yisbarach, that correspond to the 26th generation that Hashem created, and the Ribbono Shel Olam did not yet give the Torah, and this halagodah reflects this idea. This halagodah, specific reference to Mizmor Kuf Lamed Vav. If you take a look at the components of it, Hodol Hashem Ki Tov, Hodol Elokei Elokim, as I mentioned, we speak about Maaseh Bereishis, Yetzias Mitzrayim, a bit about Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem leading us in the Midbar, Kibush Haaretz, the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, and it ends, Shebishifleinu Zocha Lonu, to the Olam Chazda. Vayifakeinu Mitzareinu, to the Olam Chazda. Nosin Lechem Lechol Basar, to the Olam Chazda. Hodol Lekal Shemoyim, to the Olam Chazda. Essentially, what do we have here? A kind of shiluv, a kind of partnership of what Hashem did in Teva, the creation, and the history of Hashem's interaction with Klal Yisrael. But as the Gemara says, and the Rashbam explains over there, the fact that Hashem sustains the entire Bria, that is a Davar Gadol, and that's why it's called Halal Agadol. And Rashi Yitzchokim, HaKuf Yitzchetim Al-Ala, Rashi also cites the last pasuk of Halal Agadol, Hogu L'Kel Shamayim. And Rashi indicates that that's considered to be a Davar Gadol, namely the fact that Hashem sustains the entire universe, and Hashem provides us with all of our needs on a daily basis. So therefore, automatically, we have an obligation to be Makir Tov. The most fundamental midah, says the Chovet HaBagot, of all the midah, the tashtik, Shokol HaMidot, the foundation of all of character traits, is Hakaras HaTov. The Gemara says in Brachos, again, I alluded to it earlier, the Gemara then questions, what's the greatness of Ashrei? Is it because it consists of the alabays? We have, of course, Kayadu Atilim Kuf Yitet, that has it eight times over. So that's not the greatness of Ashrei. But the Gemara says it has two things. Rashi comments over there. Number one, alabays. Number two, Yesh Bo Shevach, Hachanat Mazon L'Kol Chai. The fact that Hashem sustains the entire world and provides all of us with our needs, so that's considered to be the greatest shevach that one could possibly have. So this idea is also essentially a very fundamental one, and probably one that requires tremendous hakaras hatov, as I said a moment ago, tremendous gratitude and thankfulness to Hashem Yisbarach, no matter what the circumstances are. The Gemara in Mizmar Kuf Yudalad, the Gemara actually was by way of background to Kuf Yudalad, but when one looks in Kuf Yudalad now, let's examine the Mizmor, the second Mizmor here in Halal. First, we have a mention of Mitzvah Yisrael Mitzrayim, the fact that we underwent the exodus from Egypt. Hoysel Yehuda the Kotcho Yisrael Mamshaloso, Hayam Roa Vayonos, the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayar Diniso Vahor, and then Ahorim Roktu Chayelim Gvoh Tinexon, a reference to Ma'amar Hasinai. So here we have some rather significantly central features of the history of Am Yisrael, of Kal Yisrael. It would seem that this Mizmar is divided really into four parts. Aleph and Bet, the first two psukim, speak of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Gimel and Dalet, in Matan Torah, which is found in Pasuk Dalet. Now let's take a look in Hay and Vav, where we have Nise HaTeva. Malach Ayom Kitanus Hayadein Tisov Yachor. Together with Matan Torah, and the last psukim are a combination, Yaakov, a combination of Matan Torah with the Nisi Ateva, Hahofti Atzu Agamoyim, Chalomish Lomayinomoyim. It would seem that psukim hay above here seemingly are a repetition, seems to be superfluous. But the earlier motifs I already mentioned in Pesukim and Gimel Dalet that spoke about Brichat Hayam, Hayam Rav Hayanot, and Nisigat Hayadein Lachorav, Hayadein Nisob Yachor, and Pesuk Dalet mentions that the mountains themselves were, so to speak, shuckling, Kimo Eilim, Hahorim Roktu Cheilim, Givold were dancing and prancing, Kigdayet Zon, and in Pesuk K, there seems to be a review, a repetition, Malach Hayam Kisonus. Why are you running? And the Yardin as well. Pasuk Vav, once again, seems to be again a review of what we said earlier of the mountains dancing, Kemalim, Gvoh, Kibnei Song. What is the nature of this repetition? And I believe there are two distinctions that are fairly evident between the earlier two psukim, Gimel and Dalet, and the last two psukim, Hey and Vav. Psukim Gimel and Dalet essentially address Uvdo Shekfar Karu Bashetach. These are things that happened in our history. Hayam Ra, Hayar De Yisov, Hehorim, Rokhtu, Psukim Hey and Vav are formulated in a question kind of form. Melech Hayom Kitanus. What happened to you that you are running? What happened to you, Yarden, that you are Nasod Vachor? What happened to you, mountains, that you are shuckling like Elin? What happened to you, Gvaot, that you are prancing about like Dayim, Dayetzom? And then the second distinction comes from the Psukim, Zayin and Chet, where there's an answer to this question. You know why we are in a state of frenzy? You know why we are prancing? Mipachad Adon Hashem Yotzer Ha'olam. Meimat Elokei Yaakov. Because there's a fear, there's a kind of charada. Midefnei Adon Chuli Ares, Midefnei Elokei Yaakov. Why? Because Hashem takes a selah tzachiach, a selah that's dry, that's desiccated, and is able to completely convert it l'mikveh mayim. And sur, a rock that is hard, that seemingly is Legamri, Yavesh, Hashem completely transforms it, L'mayno Moyim. Ahofri Atzu Agamoyim, Chalom Shlomayno Moyim. In other words, the Teva is completely Kashuv. The Teva is Tzaitanim. They are completely subordinate to the will of Hashem Yisbarach. They are to Zizot of Eim of Yira, Klapei Nifalav Shakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Yitziat Mitzrayim and Matan Torah essentially created waves, echoes that were felt throughout the world, that despite what seems to be their inability to express themselves, they are dominant, the way the Ramban writes, the Ramban has in his Perish al Torah, a number of times the Ramban mentioned this, that we have different categories that Hashem created. Domain, Tzomeach, Chai Medaber. Domain, of course, is inorganic matter, inert matter. And then Tzomeach, the vegetable world. Chai, of course, is the animal kingdom. Medaber, Muta Kalimun, the way the Rambam or the Buchim expresses it. We have the Logos. We have the Koach HaDibur. The Koach HaDibur just reflects the Seichel that Hashem gave to each one of us, human beings. So in effect, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah had such an impact on the entire world that even though the world is essentially, a lot of it is domain, our inert matter, but they are reacting to the natural phenomena of the Borei Olam. And as I mentioned, that there is a clear distinction that Hashem Yisbarach draws between Klal Yisrael again and the Umos HaOlam. Because here, these are phenomena that occurred primarily to Klal Yisrael. We are the ones who experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're the ones who experience Matan Torah. We're the ones who underwent all these experiences, but obviously the impact that this had was an impact that was completely and totally worldwide in nature and had an unbelievable impact on Hashem Yisbarach and his relationship with the world at large. Just by way of siyum, I'm going to, I guess, briefly relate to a question which is asked often in the context of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. We know that there's an obligation to say Hallel. The Mishnah has an argument between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. We say two stanzas, one stanza. Our practice is to say the first two stanzas, namely the first two parakim that we just read, before we have the second kos, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, before the Baruch HaVasher Goelanu. And the balance of Hallel from Lo Lanu, Hashem Lo Lanu, which is the rest in front of you, until Kiliyolom Chazdo is essentially recited on the fourth coast of the Haggadah. The question is, why was the Hallel split into two unequal parts? What's the difference between the two Prokem of Tehillim recited over the second coast and the balance of the Hallel recited over the fourth coast? And apparently Chazal felt that the latter portion of the Hallel is better integrated within the context of the fourth coast, and the first two prokim are related to the second coast. Why is that so? So I heard from my Rebbe, Maran Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal, something which is absolutely fundamental and basic. The food program of Hallel, as we saw, consists exclusively of thanksgiving. We are praising Hashem. We are singing the Shvachim B'Kilusim of Hashem Yisbarach. We don't have any petition, any bakasha for Hashem's intercession. It's purely Shevach V'Odah. It speaks about events that occurred in our history, in the remote past, but undoubtedly, they are events that are inseparably connected with our destiny. It says, Yisrael mi Mitzrayim beis Yaakov mi'am lo'ez. A people who are downtrodden, who are oppressed, who are in bondage, who are in servitude, suddenly were raised to an incredibly high level of freedom. Hoysa Yehuda l'kotsho, we became his chosen, holy nation. A new nation was born, a chosen nation, a holy nation, a nation in whose midst HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides. That's the content of the first two Prokem of Hallel. And these chapters fit beautifully within the context of the recital of the second coast. They consist exclusively of Shevach Lo'idah. So the Prokem of Tehillim that begin with Lo Lanu, we don't understand why they were integrated into the Hallel. You take a look at the Prokem, you'll see the tone is of a different nature. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu ki l'shimcha ten kavod al chazdecha al amitecha. Lomo yomim ayino Eloheihem atzabeim kesev zov. We speak about the world at large that is malei v'gadush idols, pedestals of gold and silver. Pelohem lo yidaberu einayim lahem lo yiru aznayim lahem lo yishmo. But again, the contrast to Klal Yisrael, Yisrael betach Hashem, we should have our faith should be in Hashem Yisbarach, Ezom Maginam Hu, and the different groups, Beit Aaron, Yirei Hashem, and the like. So here we don't necessarily have only Shevach, rather, it's a blend of both thanksgiving and Bakosha. We have a lot of motifs of Bakosha, which is the essential element of tefillah that are interwoven within the texture of praise. It describes the people who are delivered and liberated, but they're not completely free. They're constantly petitioning Hashem Yisbarach for his protection. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu ki l'shimcha. That seemingly contradicts the whole spirit of Yetzias Mitzrayim that's contained in the previous, immediately preceding chapters. Following Yetzias Mitzrayim, the entire human race seemingly admitted that Hashem is omnipotent, omnipresent. There is divine providence. How can anyone act contrary to his will? And yet, here we raise the question. The nations ask, where are your gods? And a bit later, we say, wow, I'm overtaken by sorrow, by despair, and I call out to Hashem. This is clearly not in sync with the first two prokim that we saw in the beginning of the Hallel. Why are there contradictory motifs of praise in the first two prokim, and now we have praise and petition that's integrated into the Hallel? So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal laid down a yesod that in Yahadus there's no room for a pure and exclusive Shevach. There cannot be pure Shevach without tefillah. The Mishnah in Bracha of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph says that what is the nature of tefillah? Notein hodarod she'avar v'tzo'ek la'atid lavo. A person thanks Hashem and praises Him for past events, and I petition Hashem for the future. Man is never secure. The fact that I'm happy one day does not guarantee that I'll be happy the next day. Rav Soloveitchik often discussed why the Rambam Shita that tefillah is always min haTorah, because of the vulnerability of man. We never know what could happen. At a moment's notice, as we are presently ensconced in, Hashem in one fell swoop has literally sent a Makkah that has engulfed the entire globus, all of humanity. And that's why the Rambam feels that tefillah is min haTorah. We are existentially constantly be'ez tzorah. We're always in a moment where we never know what might happen. As the Pasuk says in Kohelet, he speaks about a mitzudah, a fisherman's net that is spread, and suddenly, be'ofen pitomi, help he needs from Hashem is Barach. On Hashem, Oshiyana. Please, Hashem, help us. Please, Hashem, save us. So now we understand why Hallel was divided into two. In the first part of the Haggadah, the Elam Tefillah. I'm going back for a second. I was asked to repeat the last idea that I said. I pointed out that Min HaMeitzah Karasika seems to be contradictory in nature, seems to have an oxymoronic element to it. On the one hand, we say, Zeh Yom HaSeh Hashem Nagilah V'Nisvachabo, the shout of a happy person, and at the same time, On Hashem Oshiyana, please Hashem, help us. Zeh Yom HaSeh Hashem Nagilah V'Nisvachabo means I've achieved everything. I'm at my bliss, my moment of bliss and happiness. At the same moment, I'm insecure. On Hashem Oshiyana. And that's why Hallel was divided in such a matter. In the first part of the Haggadah, the obligation on the Seder night. Haggadah, Lashon Haggadah is Lashon Shevach, among its many translations, where the Rishonim write in Pashas Kisavo, in the Pasha Bikurim, Higati Erem Hashem Elokecha, the Targum translates, Vishabochun, Lashon Shevach, to glorify, to extol, to praise. There's no room for petition. We almost forget for a while we are human beings, we think we are Malachim. We almost forget that we are aristocrats and we just offer praise to Hashem Yisbarach. However, in the second section of the Haggadah, we are brought down to reality. Tefillah is merged with Hallel over the fourth cup. Yes, we thank Hashem on an ongoing basis, but it's not only a shout of joy, it's an outcry of pain. There's an inner contradiction. Yes, Zeh Hayom Aseh Hashem Negilah V'Nisvachabo, at the same time, On Hashem Hoshiyana. And Chazal apparently, why did they do so? Because the second part of the Haggadah is not just related to Yetziat Mitzrayim, but it's eschatological in nature. It is Lasid Lavo, Melchem Gog Magog, at the time of the Geula, and there's no doubt we are presently Be'ikrot HaGeula. The Simonim and the Mishnah and Seita are right in front of us. This unbelievable Melchemet Corona, unbelievable Magefa, is clearly a harbinger of the Geula, and that's why the Tillim that correspond to that theme do not consist of pure praise. The Geula will consist of moments of awe, moments of choshech, and these Tehillim reflect that mixture of praise and petition, of joy and fear, of happiness and stress. And that's what we are doing, Dafka, in the second part of the Haggadah. We want to express our need for the Messianic redemption, and I hope that it's going to be realized quickly. Going back to the introduction, I think Tzipi, Zichron LeBracha, exactly reflected this kind of dualism, this kind of shilub, this kind of hybrid. She was constantly, as I mentioned earlier, very positive, incredibly sameach. But at the same time, she went through many difficulties in her life. And yet, what was amazing to me and so remarkable that the difficulties that she expressed through her tehillim, through her heartfelt tefillah, through her heartfelt concern about Klal Yisrael, her mishpacha, and the entire world, it was there, but it was, to a large extent, it was covered up because of that sense of joy, that sense of simcha. Halavai that Hashem Yisbarach should, during these very trying times, when Klal Yisrael is involved in Bakasha, we're involved in petition to Hashem Yisbarach, On Hashem, Hoshiyana, please Hashem, save us. We should be zoche as well, the Korob Mamish, Halavai this Magefa should end, for Klal Yisrael, for Gumas HaOlam, all the Cholim should have a Rafua Shleima, the Korob, and we should be zoche too, Zeh Hayom, Asa Hashem, Nogila, V'Nisvachava.
Shama should have an aliyah.
Thank you very much.
Shama should have an aliyah.
Yes, the Shama should have an aliyah.